Well, last weekend was the 100th anniversary of the birth of the American folk singer-songwriter Woody Guthrie. And even though he died almost 45 years ago, his lyrics continue to appeal to new generations of music lovers. Of course, Woody Guthrie wrote hundreds of songs, but probably his most famous is this one.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Yes, the unforgettable Woody Guthrie singing This Land Is Your Land, a beautiful anthem of inclusion. Well, another of his famous protest songs, Woody Guthrie's protest songs, is called Deportee. It's about a 1948 plane crash in California in which 32 people died. 28 of them were migrant farm workers who were being deported back to Mexico. Well, to discuss the song and its legacy, I'm joined by the playwright, author, political speechwriter and broadcaster, Michael Gurr. Hi, Michael.
G'day, Daniel. How are you doing?
I'm well. Now, tell us about the origins of this song. What's the backstory to Deportee?
Well, the backstory was that there was a very clever little system operating in Mexico and just across the border into the States, which was to turn a blind eye to allow the illegal arrival of Mexicans, who would then work picking the fruit for very low wages. And then, surprise, surprise, they'd be discovered just as the harvest season was over and be flown back to Mexico as illegals, as deportees. Mm. And I mean, this is actually something that's still going on. It goes on more in the domestic labor and cleaning in the States now, although there have been some interesting developments under Obama. Maybe we can get to that a little later. But what happened in this instance was that this plane, which was 67 pounds over its safe weight for a start, but that's okay, they were just brown people, burst into flames over Los Gatos Canyon. And people were seen jumping from the plane from 3,000 feet in the insane hope that they had a chance of survival. Down below on the ground was the Fresno Industrial Road Camp, which we would better know as a chain gang. Mm. And they witnessed this, and they were dispatched to follow the sort of crumb trail of luggage. And what they found were 28 Mexicans. Those who hadn't jumped were still strapped into their seats. And four Americans. And when this was reported, who were the crew of the plane and a security guard, and when this was reported in the New York Times, Woody Guthrie read it. And what struck him was that he knew from the report that the pilot's name was Francis Atkinson. He knew that his wife, Bobby, was the stewardess. He knew that the co-pilot was a guy called Marion Ewing and that Frank E. Chapin was the security guard. But the rest of them were simply referred to as deportees. Mm-hmm. And so he wrote this very simple, it's a kind of piece of reportage, really. One of the things that strikes me about it is that there's remarkably little polemic in the song. It lets the story do the polemic.
Mm. I mean, he was most upset that the victims of the plane crash weren't named, and he refers to them in the song by, you know, kind of very generic Spanish Mexican names: Juan, Rosalita, Jesus y María. But at the heart of it, I mean, when you first heard that song, what really struck at your core?
I suppose as a sort of 13, 14-year-old who'd been born with the indignation gene, you're always looking for somewhere.
What were you indignant about?
Yeah, exactly. What were you, you know, you're always looking for somewhere for it to land.
Right.
Unlike this plane, which didn't. And I think one of the attractions was the attraction of another country's vernacular. There's a line in the song which talks about the fruit pickers, and it says, "And they rode the trucks till they took down and died." And "took down and died" is a very American kind of expression. And I think there's always that appeal of another culture. And it's also true that at that time, or I wasn't aware of them, there didn't seem to be many Australian songs that connected up with social justice, which was something that was becoming very, very important to me. And so it was other countries' songs that picked it up. I don't think I fully understood the story for some years.
Mm. We were talking off air before, but Woody, this song began life as a poem.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's some debate about who wrote the music. Of course, Pete Seeger has performed
it a lot. Well, there's Pete Seeger is mentioned, and also a guy called Martin Hoffman, who I don't know anything about. The purists, of course, say, no, Woody, 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 but I don't know that it really matters.
Do you count yourself in that kind of purist camp?
I'd like to think it was Woody, but, you know, I don't think Woody would care.
And now we're going to hear the beginning of this song, because this is what we're talking about, and this is a version by Joan Baez.
The crops are all in and the lettuce is rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosotes. They're flying them back to that Mexican border. Father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters came working the fruit trees. They rode on that truck till they lay down and died.
This is Books and Arts Daily on RN. I'm Daniel Browning, and that was Joan Baez singing Woody Guthrie's protest song, Deportee. And we're talking about the song with Michael Gurr because it's the 100th anniversary of Woody Guthrie's birth. Michael, this is also a story about economics.
Very much so. And I was talking about this song the other day with a friend of mine, and she pointed out, I said, you know, this is happening all over the world still, this model of cheap labour. We seem to be okay with the idea of the free movement of global capital, but not okay with the free movement of global labour. And you don't need to look much further than the United Arab Emirates, where places that are being almost exclusively built by imported cheap Pakistani, Filipino and Indian labour. And when that job's finished, there's ship time too.
Deportee has been recorded by a lot of singers. Who do you think sung the definitive version?
I'm really biased because I'm a bit of a Dylan tragic. He and Joan Baez used to do a live version, which I think was pretty wonderful. But it's been done by so many people. Chris Christopherson's done it. Peter Paul and Mary did it. I think it's sort of a way of people, when they record a song like this, of being inside a tradition, of kind of nailing their colours to the mast and keeping a bit of history going. Pete Seeger, of course, is the other one who really made it famous, just like he made This Land Is Your Land famous.
Mm. Now, Woody, of course, famously had a guitar which had the words, the phrase, guitars kill fascists emblazoned on it. Do you think that that's true in Woody's case, did his guitar kill fascists?
He probably should have gone.
He was a revolutionary.
He should have gone electric if he wanted to use that guitar as a big weapon. But I mean, I think one of the things about Woody Guthrie, and I think one of the reasons he's endured, and you see it, Bruce Springsteen is someone who's sort of picked up the baton a bit in that way in albums like Nebraska and those sort of very folk oriented, down and out kind of songs of towns that are closing and states that are doing it tough economically. I don't know about killing fascists. It's something that could only have been written with a slightly ironic smile, with this battered up old acoustic guitar. Yeah. But he put his money where his mouth was. He travelled the states. He played to the poorest. You couldn't accuse him of being Bono.
Mm. I mean, I come from a generation where Woody Guthrie is a name I've only learned since I went to university, and it was not a kind of a music that was played in my house. But why do you think we are still looking to that kind of folk tradition? Why people still rate Woody Guthrie?
I think it's one of the things I think is really important is that there's very little polemic, but there's a lot of specifics in the songs. And I think two of the people who do that in Australia now are Paul Kelly and Archie Roach. And if you look at their songs, there's remarkable little polemic in them, but there is great detail and great storytelling. And I think that's the key to the survival of these sorts of things. Now, Bob Dylan has this, I think, incorrect reputation as the great folks protest singer of the 60s. There aren't that many. And the best of them are just stories. There's a song called The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll, which again has very little polemic in it, but is a very, very powerful story about the killing of a black maid in the South. I think one of his weakest songs is Masters of War, because it's graffiti. Mm. It ain't poetry to me, it's graffiti.
Mm. Now, Deportee, is it poetry? Is it music? What is it? In its poetic form, it sings the same way as the music?
Well, I heard it first as a song, I suppose, and so I can't read the lyrics without singing
hearing
it in
music.
My head.
Yeah, sure.
So I can't really do that experiment.
We're going to hear a little bit more of Joan Baez singing Deportee because, the words are so crucial to this discussion that we're having. Are there any other recordings of Woody? Are there recordings of Woody singing this song? You say there's one very old recording.
I've heard one that does sound like it was recorded inside a shoebox under the sea, but they're hard to track down. And also his estate, and rightly, keep a fairly tight grasp on this. They let a lot of his lyrics and poetry out and gave them to Billy Bragg, because someone else is in a Woody Guthrie tradition and wouldn't mind anyone saying that. I think he'd be flattered. And he and the indie country group Wilco put out two albums called Mermaid Avenue, which kind of brought this to a whole new generation. Fantastic stuff.
Mm. We are going to hear a bit more of Joan Baez singing Deportee by Woody Guthrie.
Some of us are illegal and others not wanted. Our work contract's out and we've got to move on. There's 600 miles to that Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Died on your hills and we've died on your deserts. We've died in your valleys, we've died on your plains.
Joan Baez singing Deportee, and we're talking about Deportee by Woody Guthrie, and Michael Gurr is my guest. Are you nostalgic, Michael Gurr, for a simpler time when folk songs simply told this story of good against evil?
Look, I think I'd be lying if I said I wasn't, and even though I'm a great enemy of nostalgia, because nostalgia sort of pines for a kind of past that never really existed. You know, it's the classic rose-tinted glasses problem. I was thinking about this the other day, and I think it's something to do with the way that news is globalised now, and it's sort of hard to... I mean, one of the things that people complained about with the Occupy movement in the States was how vague and unspecific it was. And it's much easier to target, as Paul Kelly and others did in From Little Things, Big Things Grow, a very specific story about the walk-off at Wave Hill in the Northern Territory. That's a very specific story to target. I think a lot of songwriters must look at the world at the moment and go, how on earth do I distill this? It's too big. Mm-hmm. So you end up with horrible songs like Feed the World from Live Aid, you know, which kind of, it's nothing. It's just... orchestral rubbish.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah. Well, actually, the funniest one was the American one, which is, do they know it's Christmas? And the answer was no, because they're Muslim. But I think that part of the nostalgia is for that simplicity. Mm-hmm. But it's also for things that are small and specific, and I think that's what can move people.
And you've also said that Woody Guthrie had his own definition of what a folk song should do.
Oh, yeah, this is great. This is he says... this is a quote from him. He says, a folk song is what's wrong and has to fix it. Or it could be who's hungry and where their mouth is. Or who's out of work and where the job is. Or who's broke and where the money is. Or who's carrying a gun and where the peace is. Somebody should set that one to music.
Mm-hmm. On that note, I think we should probably hear the very last bit of Joan Baez's version. And we'll come back after that.
To fall like dry leaves and rot on your topsoil, and be called by no name except Deportee. Jesús e María. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees.
Joan Baez singing the Woody Guthrie song Deportee on this 100th anniversary of his birth, and of course there are lots of versions of that song on the web. Michael Gurr, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, and I suppose it's just a reminder that whenever people try and keep names secret, something bad's going on.
Indeed. Michael's memoir about theatre and politics, Days Like These, can still be found in bookshops if you're lucky. And for more on Woody Guthrie, have a listen to the feature on RN's Into the Music. It's with his daughter, Nora Guthrie, who's keeping his legacy alive.